Proclamation number 6798 of 5th of April, 1957. Unusual gift of grace and view of the end. An unusual wave of grace pours over humanity through the direct supply of my word from above. For information is given about the greatest secrets, which are therefore secrets for people because they lack the light of knowledge. And their lack of knowledge can also lead them to completely erroneous opinions as long as one mistaken person tries to instruct the other. And if the secrets are to be revealed to humanity, then I myself must do so, because only from me can the pure truth reach you, because I alone know everything and can also explain the correlations to you, because I alone can kindle a light where darkness still reigns. For it concerns spiritual knowledge, it concerns things which you are not able to explain intellectually. It concerns areas which are and will remain closed to you as a human being until the One grants you insight. The Lord is this kingdom. Until I myself convey the knowledge of it to you. And in this unusual grace you humans are now standing because the end is near. I convey knowledge to you which is actually only yours when you have acquired it through loving activity. However, the nearness of the end, the great spiritual adversity, prompts me to offer you humans a gift, and even those people who have not yet attained the spiritual maturity which is the prerequisite to receive such knowledge directly from me may enrich themselves with it. For I give these people the opportunity to let their intellect become active now, so that they will now deal with the solution of spiritual problems by way of intellect and then humbly bow their hearts before the One who reveals such secrets to them. For as long as the different schools of thought are still in dispute, as long as people only conjecture but do not know, the significance of their earthly life cannot be made understandable to them either, and they are only interested in what is provable to them. But no human being can deny a creator of heaven and earth. However, only when they recognize a purpose of creation and a purpose and meaning of their earthly life as a human being will they make an effort to live this earthly life consciously. And my best rule of grace is only intended to help thinking people find an acceptable explanation for the creations and their motive as well as for the relationship of all created things. Thus also of the human being. To its creator. This is an unusual gift of grace. Because people themselves do not demand such a solution to the greatest mystery. But it will be brought to them, and depending on the evaluation of this knowledge it will now also have an unusual, blessed effect or remain entirely without effect. Thus the human beings will not be forced by unusual knowledge but he will be granted a special grace even without his desire. The being, which itself was responsible for its spiritual blindness, is unusually supported to become sighted again. A knowledge is imparted to it which it originally possessed but carelessly gave away, and now it wanders aimlessly in a state of darkness and again ends up on wrong paths if a bright light does not illuminate the right path for it. So I do not look at people's will to defend themselves. Yet I come to meet them. I give them a light, I lift the veil that is before their eyes, I stimulate the intellect where the heart does not strive towards the light of its own accord. But I do not force the will of man. But the unusual gift of grace can be the key to the gate of eternal life for you humans. For everything is explained to you in such a way that it is acceptable and that you now take an affirmative attitude towards problems which you previously ignored completely because they were insoluble for you. and you can now also find the right attitude towards me in Jesus Christ. For the pure truth enlightens you as soon as you are of good will. Amen.